Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Behind the Curtain, the North Bend Theater's one and only podcast. This episode is for the weeks of November 15th through November 29th, the 2 weeks span, in the middle of November 2019. You're closely approaching winter. Prepare yourselves. It's going to get a little...
It's going to get a little nuts.
A little... what's the dismal? A little dismal.
No.
Little, yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking of the schedule. You're thinking of the weather, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I am one of your hosts, Stephen Nelson, the assistant manager of the North Bend Theater.
And I am your other host, Skylar Posser, the manager of the North Bend Theater.
We're going to get right into it because we've got quite a number of events to cover. So starting Friday, November 15th, if you're listening to this on the release day, we are starting Wizard of Oz for 1 week. So the 15th through the 21st, we will have Wizard of Oz shows. That starts with a 6:30 show at 6:30 on Friday the 15th. Saturday the 16th, we have a 5 o'clock. Let's see, a 2 o'clock on Sunday the 17th. The 18th and 19th, Monday and Tuesday, both have 6:30s. I'm seeing...
As does Wednesday.
As does Wednesday. I'm being hidden by a number of other events on our calendar here. And then on Thursday, the 21st, we have a 4 o'clock preceding the 6:30 first showtime of Frozen 2. So then the 21st through... Oh, good heavens. The December 5th, we will have Frozen 2, but the first number of showings... are going to be, the first one is on the 21st, that Thursday, at 6:30. Friday and Saturday, the 22nd and 23rd, we have 5 o'clocks and 8 o'clocks. And then on Sunday, the 24th, we have a 2 o'clock and a 5 o'clock. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 25th, 26th, and 27th of November, we have 6:30 showings of Frozen 2. And then on the 28th, Thanksgiving, we have a 3 o'clock. And that 3 o'clock showing of Frozen 2 has the potential to have assigned seating turned on. So you, upon purchasing tickets online, will be able to pick your own seats. Pick which particular seats you'd like to sit in. So,
yeah.
That is only a small segment of... our general programming schedule. We have a whole lot of birthday parties and a whole lot of events. Skylar, what do you got for us for special events coming up in the next 2 weeks?
Oh, I have a lot. First thing is this Saturday the 16th. So I guess tomorrow.
Yes, if you're listening to this one on release day.
Is Seattle International Comedy Competition. We are one of many venues that are... getting to host a bunch of comedians competing in this competition. Our specific showtime is in week two of their preliminary rounds. And there are 16 comedians at this point. We will have a handful of them, not all of them, competing at our theater. Tickets for this are $20 at the door, or if you get them online in advance, they are $15. We'll have the bar open, so beer, wine, concessions, and it'll be a great time. And then Sunday, and time for that is 8 p.m. and doors will open at 7 p.m. And then Sunday the 17th, we have TGR's Roadless. This is the next film in our Mountain Film series. And this one, again, is hosted by Pro Ski Mountain Service North Bend. They're going to be doing a raffle and giving away some cool stuff. And then they'll also have TGR's swag. TGR sends out a little cool little box of stuff, and they'll be doing TGR's raffle as well.
TGR is Teton Gravity Research.
Yep.
Which is a cool name. I don't know exactly how into gravity research they do. I think it's just sort of
a
cool name for extreme sports, but.
Yeah, rock climbing, snowboarding, skiing.
I think they've done skateboarding too.
Yeah.
I remember distinctly.
They also do bicycle.
I'm going to do a throwback, and I assume not everyone's going to quite get this. One of the original Zunes, so the Microsoft's competitor to the iPod, had a couple of like short music video kind of things. And one of them, I believe, was a skateboarding video from Teton Gravity Research.
Oh, wow.
I remember distinctly having like only the three videos on there and watching them several times, like a couple hundred times back in like early high school. So
my neighbor had a Zune. His dad worked for Microsoft, so I feel like it was mandatory. All right, and that event is at 5 p.m., doors at 4 p.m. Once again, bar will be open. And at this point, I think tickets are still available online at ProSki's website. It may sell out, but so definitely get your tickets in advance, not at the door. But yeah, still some available right now. Our next event, actually, that's it for actual events. We've got tons of birthday parties. But the next thing I'm going to mention, no, that's about it. Actually, after that, we're just looking at Banff in December. Mm. We've got a couple events coming up in December that I've gotten a lot of questions about, mostly people wanting to know if tickets are available or where to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for Warren Miller on the 7th and Real Rock 14 on the 8th. Tickets are available on our website on the Mountain Films page or on our VZ ticketing page.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to search the URL directly, it's www.nbt.events/timeless for the Warren Miller show and /Real Rock 14 for the Real Rock show.
Excellent. Just direct links.
Yeah. That's
take you directly there.
They're nice short URLs you can type in if nothing else. But if you go on our homepage and you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see the Mountain Films button. Mm-hmm. Click on that. You'll see our lineup. You can buy tickets for Real Rock or Warren Miller. And yeah, they're still available. Warren Miller has 150 tickets sold out of our 265. And Real Rock is at 100 tickets. So they're selling fast. They'll probably sell out, mm-hmm. but there's still a lot available right now.
One thing actually I kind of wanted to touch on in the naming category, if we're going over Mountain Films, is Banff. We pronounce it odd. The pronunciation between an N and an M is very slight. So some people
very
say
subtle.
Banff, like what is engraved on Mace Windu's lightsaber for, you know, bad expletive, mother expletive, Banff. This is Banff. So it's B-A-N-F-F. So people sometimes spell it with the M. It's actually an N.
Yep.
So
and it comes from the actual, I don't know if it, I think it's a city, but it's also an organization in Canada, Banff, Canada.
Isn't it like a mountain?
It's a whole, they have their picture in their like placeholder image in the film festival is a picture of Banff, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think it's a resort, but it's basically the size of a city.
Yeah.
Takes up a whole valley. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So just like subtly correcting people on their spelling. Banff.
Banff.
Banff. Banff.
Yeah. Also,
we probably don't help with our pronunciation of.
No.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of difference in the pronunciation between Banff. Banff. And Banff. So
also, if it wasn't clear, Warren Miller's film this year is called Timeless. So it's Warren Miller's Timeless, which is that's the URL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, a thing I get asked about Warren Miller a lot is people want to know if we're going to have tickets to a ski resort because a lot of other venues around here do that. We haven't actually ever done that this year. We tried to reach out to the Summit, but I think we tried a little too late. They're very busy. Next year, I'll get a better jump on it and see if we can work something with the Summit at Snoqualmie since we're right here next to them.
Mm-hmm.
We may have something working with Warren Miller to get tickets to a different ski resort, but it's still in the works right now. I'm hoping it gets confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, it'll just be admission to the show, which, you know, it's a pretty great deal. It's $20. And a lot of other places, it's $80 bucks. That's because you're also getting a ski ticket. But, that's a something, but yeah, still a great show. I think we'll still have people here from Sun Mountain Lodge or Sun Mountain Resort, and they do a little giveaway, And then, of course, Warren Miller has their grand sweepstakes for a trip for two, usually.
Mm.
So, still a fun event. Let's see here. What else do I have?
We've gotten a couple of people wondering. We put out a post on Facebook and sort of as close to a press release as we can do here as a independent, you know, theater, local business, everything, about admit ones and how we're handling them post ownership change. So kind of go into a little bit more detail here. If you aren't already aware, or, you know, just to sort of recap, we on occasions will give out admit one, basically like printouts, admit ones with our logo on it. It says admit one due to technical difficulties or for a particular event, or they're bundled in a what's it called? One of the raffle prize at some like
family pass or four or something
at a fundraiser or something.
Fundraising auction, we'll
give those out.
So there's been a lot of weird categories. Like for instance, there's probably hundreds of them still circulating from Snow Valley Eye Care, because the previous owner Cindy, she had a deal with them where as part of their advertising package, we'd give them I think like 40 or 50 tickets every couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And they said Snow Valley Eye Care on them. So there's a lot of special scenarios.
Yeah. There. So with the ownership change from, is it 2 years ago?
Or
is it
a year and a half ago? Yeah, about a year
April,
and a half.
Yeah. We're going to go into, was it April, May, I think was the ownership change?
Mm-hmm.
So about a year and a half ago with the ownership change, we're still settling in, getting everything, organized and figuring out a couple of the long-term speed bumps, one of which is just the sheer amount of admit ones that have gone out, both with expiration dates and without, and just trying to wrangle all of the different people. Wrangle all of the different people and the organizations and everything that we've handed them out in the past. And with the ownership change, a lot of sort of unspoken contracts, unwritten contracts, basically expire and are, you know, they just don't exist anymore because there's no context to them anymore. There's no, Skylar and I don't know any of those. Those were between Cindy, the previous owner, and, you know, those other businesses. So Beth comes in and inherits basically a bunch of
outstanding certificates.
Yes.
That, we feel obligated to honor
and
have continued to honor now for about a year and a half.
But ultimately are things that would lose Beth money because she doesn't get those benefits. Those were benefits that Cindy got.
Yeah.
So with all of that sort of said, we are trying to putting a cap on the old admit ones. So anything with our old logo, that's, I don't know how to describe it verbally.
Honestly, it's just anything with our old logo. There's
but
so
how
many
do you describe the old logo?
Oh, I don't know. How do you describe that visually? Yeah, our newer one is a much thinner, lighter design that is what is called art moderne style. Uh-huh. Our previous one looks a lot like the neon on our marquee. Mm-hmm. This nice multi-curve line deal.
So I'd say go to our website. I think our website still has our old logo. Or go find the Facebook post as well. Yeah. We'll try and, I don't know, repost it.
We're
going to
be reposting it repeatedly over the next couple of months. We really want to get the word out, give people ample time to use their tickets before they expire.
So we're going to set the expiration date of December 31st, 2019, so that when we roll into the new year, January 1st, 2020, we will start only accepting admit ones with the new logo, so we have a better handle on who's giving them out, how many are being distributed, the particular circumstances that they are being distributed. That way, like in the grand scheme of things, we have a better understanding of Not necessarily how much money we're losing, because it's not always just a simple, every time we hand out an Emit One, we lose money. It's more of a, okay, like, what's the general scope and scale of what's going out versus what's coming in?
Are a little more tight on controlling what the cards look like, what, like, editions of the cards are being put out. Like, previously, Cindy had the theater for 11 years, and during that time, management, quote-unquote, because there wasn't much of a staff structure back then, but whoever had the artistic skill would create new Emit Ones. They'd alter them a little bit. Cindy had, like, an official normal one, but then it got changed a lot, and other staff would change it, and then sometimes she'd give the template out to, like, other people to print, and they would change it, and there'd be so many additions. We'd, all the time, people would ring in Emit Ones, and I'd be like, oh, I've never seen this one before, but it's probably valid, so we'll accept it.
So
there was a lot of that. Now we're a lot more rigid on, there are specific editions. I have a template that we use for each one, and we can make changes in that template, but it's always that same template, so that there's consistency of style.
Yeah, that way we have a more consistent in style, consistent in expiration date, consistency in their distribution and such. And that way we have 100% sort of knowledge and understanding of, you know, where and when.
The staff can look at an Emit One and confidently know that that's a legitimate Emit One.
Yes.
That's not expired.
Yes, because over the course, over the last year and a half or so, there's been a couple where we're like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think,
when and
I don't
where
think
this has come from.
This,
yeah.
But okay.
So.
Until someone tells us no, I guess we're taking them.
Yeah, so there's a ton of different reasons for making this making this change. So let's see, between now and, which is the middle of November, and the end of December, we have Planes, Trains, and Automobiles will have finished. So we'll have Wizard of Oz, we'll have Frozen 2. Whatever shows we're going to have the 2 weeks in between Frozen 2 and Star Wars.
We're looking at Joker and Fantastic Fungi. It's not set in stone yet, but something along those lines, a movie that has already come out, but we know we'll catch late.
So all of those films will be available to use the Emit Ones during. The only one that I can't say for certain that we'll be able to accept is Star Wars, because that's pending contracts with Disney. If they do what they do, if they do with Star Wars Episode 9 like they've done in the past with previous Star Wars movies, we can only accept one Emit One per,
it's like every 300 and something odd regular ticket sales.
It's like a 1%.
Yeah,
it's like a less than 1% difference ratio between an Emit One versus regular sales. That's actually why you see a lot of movie theaters, a lot of bigger theaters, just say no Emit Ones.
Yeah, that's why we accepted. Do it too, is there's just really, one, no way to keep track of how many. We don't know how many people we're going to get, so we can't say, oh yeah, we can accept five Emit Ones, because we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know how many people we're going to have, period. And then how do you decide, like, oh, you're the lucky winner that gets your Emit One honored, but that next person doesn't.
Yeah.
So we just say
there's really
Emit Ones.
There's really no good way to do that. Yeah. It's unfortunate, but you know, the cost of doing business is.
Yep. We are basically purchasing the right to show their movie for a certain amount of time, and they hold all of the they hold all the strings, and they get to pull us however they want.
We purchase the right to make money through their content, and even then, sometimes we don't make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So,
got to pay them actors.
Yeah. So you've got a number. If you still have Emit Ones or old Emit Ones, you'll have some opportunities to redeem those on the in between. And then when we switch over, we'll only be accepting the newer style of Emit Ones. And again, check out Facebook. We'll repost that. Scroll back. You can check the old.
It'll be on the newsletter too.
Yep. The posts comparing the two, the different styles and stuff. And if you have any questions, reach out. I know we've got a couple people, no reason no reason not to. If you're just questions, comments, concerns, anything about that.
Yep.
Something we'll be going through after, in the next.
You know, don't can't like are not sure if your admit one ticket is going to be expired or not. You can, you know, just get in touch with us, email us a picture of it if mm-hmm. you're really not sure, or message us on Facebook.
Yep.
And we will let you know.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that we should cover before things get nuts?
Can I tease some of our winter stuff now that we kind of know what's happening on?
Sure.
Going on in December.
Our holiday films.
We have our holiday films chosen. At least for them, there's a chance that they could still change, but our lineup is like 90% solid. But we are going to have Christmas films the week before Christmas. Some Christmas classics. See, we're looking at things like Christmas with the Cranks. Let's see here. The Christmas Story, which will accompany a toy and coat drive.
A Christmas Story?
The Christmas Story.
Is it the
it's
Christmas
the one,
story?
You know, you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Oh, okay.
That one. a movie called The Holiday. I haven't seen that one, but Beth has and can vouch for it, that it's very good. We will have the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And then, of course, It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas Eve. And then one thing I'm super excited about is we will, for the first time in a few years, we will be hosting a Polar Express Showtime. We've had Polar Express every year, but it's typically another group that's playing the movie,
mm-hmm.
and it's just open to the public. But this year it's ours. We get the Polar Express, and we're going to do an event around it. Not a whole lot of details on what that is yet, but it's going to be a cool Polar Express event.
Some like theme decorations and
yeah, I'm thinking
neat
like
stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
Movie themed things. So we'll definitely have like hot chocolate and cider,
mm-hmm.
definitely on the hot chocolate. Yeah, that's in the works. We're also going to have a free showing of Elf on. Let's see here. It's the day they're doing Holidays in North Bend, December 6th, earlier on in the day. So we'll have Elf, and yeah, that's most of what's going on in December, but just a lot of Christmas movies,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be fun. That's it for all I can think of for upcoming events.
Yeah, we're getting very close to 2020, and it's I'm going to be able to just like take a nice deep breath in 2020 and relax, although we've got gaming events and
mm-hmm.
everything else. You know what? Actually, I can't take a deep breath when we get into 2020.
It'll be slower, but we still got stuff going on.
Yeah.
Actually, that was something I forgot to tease as well, is that one of the comedians in the comedy competition, Andrew Rivers, will be doing an event here on February 1st, his own comedy act.
Okay, cool.
So, and that is, we just confirmed that, so I can say for certain it's February 1st. And this is actually already an event on Facebook. You can go to Andrew Rivers on Facebook and see the event at the North Bend Theater already.
Awesome. So, and we'll put out tickets and everything when when that goes live. So
mm-hmm.
sweet. To wrap things up, thank you everyone who came out on a Halloween evening to help make two weeks ago, the last episode as fun as it was. It was really cool to see everyone's costumes and
mm-hmm.
and see the buzz around town with the Trick or Treat Street. So thank you guys for stopping in and asking some fun questions and keeping up with Theodore, our theater ghost.
Yeah.
I'm sure he appreciates it.
It was mostly, I think, adults asking questions.
Oh, yeah.
But it was fun to hear you.
Yeah, the adults would bring the kids down. And then
they'd
be like, do you have
anything wrong, though?
The 1942?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like for like the first, 4 years of my 6 year tenure here.
Yeah.
Like I was just like, yeah, it's 1942.
That's
like everyone said it was 1942. And then like Beth came in and was like, no, it's 1941. And I'm like, what?
Yep. April 9th,
I've been living a lie. Why am I living? Wait, April 9th? So then she bought the theater like nearly on the anniversary.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I'm happy that we know the exact day. The theater.
Do we know what
opened.
Movie opened?
Yes, Tall, Dark, and Handsome.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to memorize that because that was another question people were asking.
Yeah, that was.
And I was like, I don't know. I'm sorry. Something I was like, this is something I should
another
know.
Another fun
and
fact:
I don't.
The original builder slash owners of the theater uh-huh. sold it within like 2 or 3 years.
Was it this location, this building, or was mm-hmm. it that building? Okay,
this one here.
What about that one?
I don't know. I think it might have been. I don't know if it's the same owners or not.
Okay,
or different ones.
Because I should probably know a little bit of info about the other building. Yeah.
Most of the owners here actually only keep it for a short time. Most of the chain of owners after that were little like 7, 3, 5 year stints, and then
Cindy owned it for
the
11.
Trostles bought it and owned it for 30 years.
Oh, we'll hold the record eternally.
Yeah,
I'm
probably.
Sure. Yeah. To be honest, I don't know how long this place is going to last any much longer, because it really doesn't.
As a first run theater venue, I don't think. First run film theater, I don't, you know, it's not going to stay that. It can't stay that.
Yeah, I'd say within 5 years, if not three.
It's, yeah.
I can't imagine
this
place.
It's already evolving.
Yeah.
And we're changing what we do here, and I think it's going to continue to evolve, and at some point we may not do first run films anymore.
Yeah, except for maybe Disney, but even then, yeah. I just don't see the making enough money for us. Yeah. Like, maybe the seat change will revitalize people, but I don't know.
Bring some of those Regal patrons that are going to Issaquah.
I hope so. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say, like, I've been a big champion of, like, we need to get new seats, but I'm wondering if, is getting new seats, like, is that the right thing? Like, now I'm, like, questioning everything.
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
I think it's the number one thing.
Yeah.
I think two things, as a customer myself, two things turned me off to the North End Theater and it make me want to go to Regal, and I do actually go to Regal and watch movies sometimes. One, of course, is the seats. I'm a heavier person and they kill my back.
Uh-huh.
And so the seats are super uncomfortable, and I'd rather go somewhere where I can enjoy a movie in a premium experience.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is, and this, you know, I see this working here, is the concessions line, because we only have one register and we only have space for
really
that.
I didn't realize that that's one of your bigger pain points.
I don't it's not bad when it's not busy,
uh-huh.
but when it gets really busy, just the line that you have to wait in Regal to in lines.
Yeah,
it's not terrible, but mm-hmm. In my experience, I've waited in less lines elsewhere, and so I'd love to be able to push people through the lobby faster. Unfortunately, being a small building,
we really don't have the we just don't
no
have the ability. Yeah, we just don't have the ability for it. So like, even if we adjusted the way that like the structure of concessions, I don't think we could go any faster.
Yeah,
I think there's just limitations to, one, the amount of staff, two, like the amount of money that we the amount of money we make to then fill that space with employees that can be productive is just not there.
No.
So like, I'd have two people in concessions, like one person in tickets, two people in concessions all the time. We just don't have the money for it. So I also don't think that's one of the, I think our two major problems are, one, the shows that we have, like people are used to, you know, the internet. I can watch, if I want to watch some comedy stuff, I just go on YouTube and I watch some comedy stuff. If I want something dramatic, I can go watch something dramatic. I can kick on Amazon Prime TV and watch whatever. I can kick on Netflix.
But that's the thing, is that, and that's what I hear now from other venue owners and theater owners, is that as a theater, we're no longer selling the movie experience, because you can get that anywhere.
Yeah.
And you can get that from the comfort of your own home in your pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
What we're selling is a luxury experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't just be watching
some
a movie.
Sort of, it has to be some sort of a bonus experience or something.
It's
it has
be
to be
immersive sound. It's got to be a huge screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be comfy chairs, something that draws you out of your home mm-hmm. and makes you want to go see the movie there.
Yeah.
Besides the nostalgia.
I think diversifying that programming, I think, also helps. But yeah, I think it's we're stuck in the we have to have one film film wise we're stuck, because like, even if we did double up on classic films over the course of a day or course of a week, I just still don't think that helps attendance.
No.
All
right. Well.
Next episode will be the day after Thanksgiving. So we'll record it beforehand, but it will come out after Thanksgiving. So you'll get the Hungry for Thanksgiving Dinner Us.
Yeah.
Post Thanksgiving meal.
Unfortunately, I don't think there's going to be any Northman Theater Black Friday deals either. So
no, we certainly don't have special Black Friday hours either. So
doorbuster popcorn
at 10 p.m. Thanksgiving night. Special $2 popcorn. No, that's not going to happen.
Nope.
So hopefully, if you want to listen, you know, night of release, enjoy a little bit of behind the curtain with your Thanksgiving Day dinner leftovers. So
cool.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody.